And let's turn to a tense situation in Pakistan. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is facing what some say is the worst crisis in the year since he's been in power. People protesting his government have brought chaos to the capital, Islamabad. Government employees have been unable to get to work because demonstrators have taken over part of the city center. NPR's Philip Reeves in Islamabad has more.
Mohammed Yusuf is carrying a big stick. He has a gas mask around his neck. He's wearing pads on his elbows and knees, like a skateboarder. At his feet, there's a pile of rocks. Yusuf's ready for a fight, though he says only in self-defense. Yusuf's stopping cars at a makeshift checkpoint in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad. He's not a traffic cop or a soldier. He's an unemployed laborer with five kids.
We are just fed up with this life. Everybody is fed up with this life.
Yusuf's illegal checkpoint is on Islamabad's Constitution Avenue, in the nerve centre of Pakistan's federal government. Very close by stands Parliament, the Supreme Court, and the Prime Minister's residence. There are several other checkpoints here, controlled by other men with sticks. These are followers of Tahir ul-Qadri, a popular Islamic cleric. Nearly 3 weeks ago, Qadri rolled into town at the head of a convoy of many thousands of supporters to demand what he calls a peaceful revolution. Roughly 7,000 are still here.
Do you see this as a revolution?
Yes.
Protester Zarina Kaval says this sit-in is about getting a fair deal for Pakistan's multitude of poor.
People do not have bread to eat. They are starving. Even they are selling their kidneys to buy bread.
Pakistan has spent much of its short history under military rule. There's a lot of speculation that the military is covertly manipulating this protest to try to cut the civilian government down to size. The army denies it, and so does Kaval.
No. It is not truth.
It's not the truth.
No.
Kaval's standing inside the grounds of Pakistan's parliament. Protesters used a truck to ram through a gate the other day. They've set up homemade tents. Also here are supporters of ex-cricket star Imran Khan, a leading opposition politician. Khan says last year's elections were massively rigged. He also led a convoy here to demand the resignation of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Right now, the mood's festive. Last Saturday, though, violence erupted. Protesters broke into the offices of the state-run TV network, forcing it off the air for several hours. There were clashes with the police. 3 people were killed. This isn't the first blood to be shed during this peaceful revolution. In June, police shot dead 14 of Qadri's supporters in the city of Lahore. Political analyst Amara Durrani says a lot of Pakistanis actually agree with the protesters' message, but she adds,
I think the key question here has become how they have been conducting themselves, especially their attack on parliament. You know, I think by and large everybody agrees that this is taking law into your own hands.
Inside parliament, lawmakers have spent the last 2 days debating the protest. The government has a big majority. Most of the parliamentarians have no time for the protesters.
ये इनकलाबी नहीं है ये घुसपैठिए हैं ये दहशतगर्द हैं.
These are not revolutionaries, says Interior Minister Chaudhry Nisar. They're infiltrators and terrorists. Back on the streets outside, guarded by 2 men with Kalashnikovs, the campaigning cleric Tahir ul-Qadri is also making a speech.
Just want democracy as a system, democracy as a rule, democracy as a culture, democracy as a behavior.
Qadri insists his movement opposes violence and terrorism.
We are fighting for justice, for socio-economic justice.
Qadri has no chance of winning this battle. His supporters have today reportedly agreed to get off Parliament's lawn. The authorities are trying to strike a deal that will get them to go home, but that's unlikely to be the end of this so-called revolution. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.